Nigeria. Vision Nigeria. Nation. Ooh. It's possible.
This is a very important topic, and I think we can align it. And if we do, it will go a long way to changing our perspective about who we truly are. You know, because like it's always said that people cannot become great outside their true identity. You know, there's an identity that's been given to us as Nigerians, and there's an identity that Nigeria carries. I will take off with a definition we have made. You know, we talk about new Nigeria. There's a definition we made about new Nigeria. And inside of it is also, you know, a call to identify the purpose of our country. So let me start. We define the new Nigeria as a conscious creation of a new nation with a clear and well-defined, unifying purpose. I go again. With a clear and well-defined, unifying purpose. So the purpose of Nigeria must be something that will unify every Nigerian, that will give every Nigerian a reason to be a Nigerian and a reason to be happy being a Nigerian. Then that this will be established by eternal principles. Principles that are, you know, lifelong, endless, limitless. Principles that will keep moving us forward and driven by lofty ideas. They must, because we are great people, and we cannot afford to go lower than what nature had made us. The greatness of Nigeria is spoken by people of different nationalities, people of these different nations that are speaking about the greatness of Nigeria. And it's unfair to us that we do not know what our greatness is. We do not know who we are and what we stand for. So, our idea, it would wait for that to say that our idea of a new Nigeria is not a quest for another country. Please, if you've never understood this, take it in. I will give you 1 million reasons why it is never going to be. Why questing for another country is not the way at all. It's never going to be. I may not be a good receiving end today. I may not be enjoying Nigeria today. Maybe I would have assumed that if Nigeria is separated, that I will earn more, I will be better. But unfortunately, nature has not provided us with such alternative. Every sentiment or every scenario that has painted itself in the past regarding breaking Nigeria is human imposed. It's a human wish. And why are we wishing so? Because we have not been able to rise up to that status where we can dominate and overcome all the challenges of Nigeria to be able to produce this Nigeria. Because before you say a country is great, there's something we make it great. In those days when they said a nation is great, those nations must have fought wars and won wars upon wars. Today, the war we are fighting is not a physical war. It's a war of intelligence. It's a war of knowledge. It's a war of understanding. It's a war of development. It's a war of progress. Human development, human understanding. That we've not been able to grow above, you know, the little ideas and little minds we have to be able to produce this great nation does not mean it is not possible. And that is why what we are doing in the new Nigeria is to bring everyone to that point where we understand what it entails and what it means to be a new Nigerian. It is the conscious awakening of Nigerians to create and embrace progressive civilization, such as brotherhood. I'm sure you will understand when I mention brotherhood. Across all the ethnic groups in Nigeria, we are brothers. We've turned out to be brothers. We've married one another. We've associated with one another. We are trading with one another. We depend on one another. What definition of brotherhood will you see? Can you interpret more than that? Knowing that we have the same nationality, we have the same, you know, country blood. So we need to entrench brotherhood. We need to entrench peaceful coexistence. We need to entrench selfless service. We need to entrench honesty. We need to entrench hard work and nationalism in order to change the prevailing course of events in this country. These are the things we need to do. And once we do them, I assure you, we have prevailed. These are the symptoms of greatness that is awaiting us that we have not done in the past. We've not done all this in the past and it did not work. Because this is the mandate. This is the identity. This is the framework upon which a new Nigeria will be formed. It entails a heartfelt belief in Nigeria, all-inclusive love for all Nigerians, and the willingness to serve the interests of the nation at all times and in every situation. That's what the new Nigeria represents.
Nigeria, vision, Nigeria, nation.